Why? Oh, so itchy. So itchy. This, baby, remember yesterday where you were like, well, let's go to the park. Nothing bad happens in the park. I was like, it's the park in the middle of summer. You know where we live. There are something called mosquitoes everywhere. And you're like, no, I haven't seen mosquitoes all summer. It's going to be fine. Nothing will happen. And then look what's happening now. Look, baby, your entire back is covered in mosquitoes. Come here. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Oh my god. Wait, turn. Let me see your arm. 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Oh my god, on your hands. 19, 20. Other arm. Holy god. I don't even know. What, like. Oh my god. Is our blood made of sugar? No, I'm bad too. Look at my arm. It's like I have chicken pox. What happened? The things I didn't even notice. Like, it must have been because it was so dark. We were at dusk. I mean, the lake was beautiful. Don't get me wrong. Beautiful. Lovely. Picnic. Amazing. Wouldn't trade it for the world. But I should have pushed the bug spray a little bit harder. I should have been like, you know what? I know we haven't seen any all summer, but let's just spray just in case, just for the fun of it. You never know. Yeah. Oh man. I think we should stop scratching it though. I think scratching is making it worse. I mean, I'm not a doctor or anything, but I think we shouldn't scratch the mosquito bites. Yeah. You got to do that thing. You know, the X thing. You know what I'm talking about? Like, watch. Let me do it to you. Like, it's like a. With my nail with the X, and then you, you're supposed to spit in it, so, and then I'm supposed to slap it, so, just hold on, there you go, how does that feel, is it itchy still, it hurts, but it's not itchy, well, you know, that's I'll take pain over the itch any day. I think the itch is just like a psychological. Yeah, why do mosquito bites itch, you know? Like, why, if I was a mosquito, the last thing I'd want to do is make my bites itchy. I think that's, like, counterintuitive. Oh, really? Is it it's, like, the thing that they, like, to make it so you don't feel when they bite? Interesting. So that, it's the anesthesia? Is it an anesthetic? I guess it is an anesthetic, because you don't really feel it. You feel their stupid little feet when they land sometimes, but you don't really feel, like, the, when they, like, stick it in. Oh man, I hate mosquitoes. We should get like a. Do you know what? Next time we go out, we should buy a chameleon. I know that might seem like a ridiculous solution at first, but hear me out here. Chameleons like bugs, like mosquitoes, and they have like that tongue that like shoots, and they have really good vision. So if we just have like a chameleon on our shoulder, we should never get bitten by mosquitoes. It is sound logic, and also means that we can get into chameleon, which are they're fucking adorable. Have you seen a chameleon? They make such cute sounds. They're all like. I don't know. You gotta. I don't do it justice. It's really cute, and they like have their eyes that like look everywhere, and they change colors, and they can be as small as they can sit on your finger, or as big as they can sit on your arm. They're the best pet, and I think we should get one. This might have been entirely just been a pitch for me to get a chameleon. I know. I promised we'd get a dog. That would be our first pet together. But like. This mosquito thing has really shown the need for a chameleon, just like in our lives. And they grow attached to you like other animals. Like you can bond with them. They can be your friend, and they're so cute. They have like sloth hands, and they just like grab onto things. They're really cute. I just think you haven't seen enough chameleons. I think we should. Can we just look at a couple chameleon videos and be like maybe. No, I know. You don't want reptiles, and I get that. I don't want to get a snake particularly, although it would be kind of cool. But I agree with you. Most reptiles, bad idea, you know? Gila monster, bad idea. Komodo dragon, terrible choice. Alligator, pretty cool, but we won't get one. But, like, chameleon is like a dog lizard. It's not like an iguana. I know iguanas gross you out. It's not like an iguana. It's like a, I don't know, it's comparable. It's just like a sloth. It's like a lizard sloth. It's really cute and has like the grabby hands. You're all about it. It's really cute. Yeah, and it'll eat all the mosquitoes, which is like, that's really what we're here for. We're here for something that'll eat the mosquitoes so we never have to endure this again. And imagine how cute our picnics would be now. It would be you, me, and our chameleon. Just something to think about. I'm not pushing either way. I'm just putting this idea out in the ether and just be like, you know what, you take it if you want it, you know, do what you will with it, but just know where I sit, you know, that's all. That's all. It is really cute, though, right? I don't know. It's because I've been watching too many chameleon videos on the dodo. That's probably why. I know, this happens every time. I get into one black hole of a certain animal on YouTube, and I'm like, can we please get one? And you're like, no, because it's ridiculous, and you're a ridiculous human being for wanting one. And I'm like, I know I am, but I really want it. Like that bear in the car. Oh, my God. Ugh. I would love to have just a giant bear living with us. How cute would that be? I mean, destructive and terrifying, perhaps, sometimes. But on the whole, it's so adorable. They're so fluffy. I know. It's my stupid bleeding heart. Damn my stupid bleeding heart for every cute animal out there. I just want one. I just want one of everything. Maybe we should just get a zoo. Maybe that'll make me happy. Yeah, we should buy a zoo. I mean, how expensive can... I mean, it's probably very expensive. It's probably astronomically expensive. But... And so they probably don't make a whole lot of money either. But it would be a place where we could just have animals. And I would love that. Oh my God, I've always wanted like a ranch or a zoo or just something where I can... Yeah, I think it's just from working with dogs so much. I just like, you know? Yeah, I just want to work with animals. I think everyone just wants to work with animals. I think anyone who gets to work every day with animals is so lucky. It's the best thing. Like making bonds with like non-humans who are just like... Yeah. Like, I would love to work with Coco the Gorilla. Coco seems super cool. I would learn sign language to work with Coco. Coco's alive still. Yeah, Coco isn't dead. No, Coco the Gorilla's alive. Don't you say that to me. Is Coco the Gorilla dead? Oh my God, Coco the Gorilla's dead. I don't know how I feel about that. I'm really sad. Oh my gosh, he died like 3 years ago. No, this wasn't common knowledge to me. I'm really sad. What? Oh, man. Coco the Gorilla's dead? Oh, my God. My heart. I'm so sad. Now I need a... We need to get a chameleon. So, anyway, it's going to make me feel better inside. Yeah. Until we buy a chameleon, there's going to just be an empty void in my heart where Coco the Gorilla used to live. Okay, fair enough. The ploy to get a chameleon isn't working. We'll circle back on this at some point. Let me go get calamine lotion, though, or something. Or Benadryl. We need something. Otherwise, we're just going to be a series of just bloody craters all over our body. No more scratching. I'm going to go get something right now.